as you feel necessary. Every Sunday, starting at 10:45 a.m., Sheikh Shahid continues his class on Imam Nawawi's 40th hadith. Then 12 noon, Dr. Siddiqui will have his tafsir class, all in the same Zoom session. But please check the newsletter as the Zoom link has changed. This evening, MYD will host an open discussion on the doubts that we might face from time to time when it comes to our faith. Join us on Zoom, Facebook, or YouTube. Discussions will begin at 7 p.m. It's important that we listen and respond appropriately to any doubts or questions that our youth may have in their minds. So do please take the time to join and also to support our youth group and programs they offer. And finally, please know that your mask should cover your mouth and nose. The mask should not be removed at any time. Please leave one row at a time, be mindful of social distancing, and use the back parking lot to exit. JazakAllahu khair. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, our praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we praise Him. We seek His assistance and His forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite wisdom, chooses not to guide, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his servant and messenger. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your sustainer, your creator, once again advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're dealing with your spouse, when you're dealing with your children, when you're watching whatever you're watching on your screen, when you're on your phone, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you do not fall into something that might displease Him, as you ought to be in this world. Do not leave this world except submitting to Him in Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Or you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again your Lord, your Creator, your guide, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what? قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Be careful what you say. Don't backbite. Don't insult others. Watch what you're talking about other people. And if you're able to do that, Allah will rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed gained a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that once again made it possible for us to see another Jummah. As the Prophet says, that one is forgiven from one Jummah to the next, and one prayer to the next, and one Ramadan to the next. So this is a bounty, this is a blessing. And us as Muslims, we're grateful for our Lord that gives us opportunity, as I always mention, whether we're wearing masks and 6 feet apart and getting our temperatures scanned. Alhamdulillah, for the love of this deen and for the love of our Creator. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. We're around our 7 months or so from my counting of us being in this quarantine, lockdown, whatever you want like to call it. And alhamdulillah, like I said, for a lot of us, we have gained relationships with people in our household that we probably never had really much before. Whether that's your spouse, hopefully you had a good relationship with your spouse. Your children, probably learned a lot about your children you probably didn't know about before. And alhamdulillah, that's a great time, alhamdulillah, for families to spend a lot of time together as we're all stuck in our houses, if you will. But at the same time, we all know that everyone needs their personal space. Family is beautiful, but sometimes you need a little time on your own. Walk outside, go in the backyard, you know, need some time to be by yourself and away from all these other things that might be going on, and that's good for a person. And so sometimes there could be a lot of stress in a household, and there could be a lot of, sometimes emotions go up and down because, you know, we're in a very interesting time right now. And we're social beings. We like to be around. We like to talk to people, right? We like to greet people, like to go out to the park, the malls, etc. But when we're at home, sometimes that could kind of confine us. And so what's also really tested about us and our households is our husn al-khuluq, our good character. Because how it's tested is that how are we going to act sometimes when people get on your nerves, if as they say. Right? Sometimes, alhamdulillah, it's great seeing your kids all the time, great seeing your spouse, but sometimes you need that space, and maybe sometimes tempers might flare here and there because there's so much things going on. And you could have financial worries, you could have medical worries, etc. And even outside of COVID-19 and the pandemic, your emotions, the way you handle yourself is obviously of the utmost importance. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that the heaviest things on the Day of Judgment, on the scales on the Day of Judgment, is your husn al-khuluq, is your good character, is your mannerism. He says that's the heaviest things on that scale on the Day of Judgment. Of course your salah is going to be heavy, of course hajj is going to be heavy, of course your sadaqah is going to be heavy. But the Prophet ﷺ saying that your mannerism, oh, that's going to be extra emphasized, if you will. Because we know that, alhamdulillah, there could be some people that pray and give zakat and read Quran day and night. But sometimes their character and the way they deal with people is another story. It shouldn't be that way, but sometimes that happens. Something's missing. There's a disconnect between the two. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, بَعِثُ لِأُتِمِّمْ حُسْنَ الْخُلُقِ. One of the reasons why I was sent down to you, to me, to all of us here sitting down here, is to perfect your character. Basically, the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm trying to teach you how you need to act with other people. When you need to smile, when you need to be angry, how do you deal when someone gets you aggravated? I'm here to teach you that. Not the television, not the guy at work, not what you saw in the mall or the shopping or the grocery store, but I'm going to tell you how to do that. So Ya Rasulullah, please teach us. Because when it comes down to our mannerism, one thing that a lot of us have trouble with, because we're human, is anger. Subhanallah. There's some people, when they're angry, I don't want to come close to them. Their veins are coming from their neck, eyes look like they're about to pop out of their eye sockets, and if there's something close to them, that might get thrown your way. So be careful. Some people could roar so loud, the neighbors want to know what's going on in that house. So anger sometimes could really bring people down, really hurt relationships. So one thing is that we need to worship. One thing that we can focus on to make sure we don't let that take over us. There's a man, there's a sahabi that came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. And he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looking for advice. So he said, Awsini. He said, give me wasiyya, give me some type of, you know, something I could take and benefit from. So the Prophet sallallahu looks at the man and says, La tughdab. Don't get angry. The man's like, he's looking for something else. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, what else can I do? So the Prophet ﷺ turns at him and says, La tughdab, don't get angry. And the hadith mentions that the man asked multiple times, and every single time the Prophet ﷺ answers what? Don't get angry. Simple advice. And it could be that the Prophet ﷺ knew this man had an anger issue, had a temper issue, and he needed to focus on this. That could have been one of the reasons why he kept on advising him to this. But the one thing we can look at is that, why did the man ask multiple times? Was it because he didn't hear the Prophet ﷺ the first time? No, he heard him very well. But it looks like he was looking for something more deeper, something more complicated, something more sophisticated than just don't get angry. But you know what? Sometimes, my dear brothers and sisters, the most simple advice is what we need. Sometimes people come to me, how can you help my kid pray? I want my child to pray. He doesn't pray. What can you do? What can you tell him? Well, let me mix up a drink and I can maybe give it to him. Maybe he can stand on his head. Maybe he can read this part of the Quran, eat 4 dates and drink 2 cups of zamzam. You'll see, he'll fix it. Believe me, people will believe that. Because they want something strange and weird. But know what I tell them? Do you pray in your house? If you pray, he'll see you. It might not take a week, it might take a couple months, but if you establish in your house, you'll see something. And if you don't, we'll talk about step number 2. Simple. The Prophet ﷺ gives people simple advice just to do certain things. You don't have to have a complex mathematical formula of how do I need to be a good character? How do I need to have a good relationship? How do I make my business prosper? What verse in the Quran do I need to read 100 times? It's not about that. As Allah SWT says in Surah Ibrahim, لَإِشْغَرَتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you thank me, I'll give you more. You don't need to do anything. Just be thankful and Allah said he'll give you more. Very simple. So here the Prophet gives a simple advice to the man, do not get angry. And to the point, the man keeps on asking as if there has to be more to the story. But no, man, the Prophet said, just work on that. And there's another narration of this hadith where the Prophet says, لا تغضب ولك الجنة. Don't get angry, and for you is Jannah. Walk right in. If you can manage your anger, the door of Jannah will be open for you. What's implied in that, of course, you're praying and you're doing your normal things, obviously. But if you could work on that, then subhanAllah, that would be good. And I told you, anger sometimes is a thing where it could like break up families. It could be things that it could shatter relationships. As I mentioned, when people get angry, subhanAllah, you don't want to be close to them. The way their voice is, the way they look, you're afraid, if you will. And that's not something we want in our houses, and that's not something that's going to benefit us, if you will. But it's something that's going to attest us over and over again. So we have to make sure that, inshallah ta'ala, we are able to control ourselves. Now, how do we control ourselves? Well, there's 101 things that we could do. But there's a couple of things that the Prophet ﷺ gave us advice of how to control our anger. How do we maintain it? Because it's going to come. As the scholars mentioned this hadith here, when the Prophet says, لا تغضب, don't get angry. If I ask all of you in a rhetorical way, do you think you could never get angry ever again? No. If you would, I would shake your hand from a far distance. Right? That's impossible. You're going to get angry. So the scholars said, what was meant by this hadith? Imam Nawawi rahimullah and others said, the meaning of the words of the Prophet ﷺ is, do not act on your anger. When you're angry, do not act on it. Don't take something and throw it across the room. Don't start yelling out and screaming this and screaming that. Control yourself when that comes. Don't act on the anger, because God, what most likely is going to happen is you're going to be regretful for whatever you say afterwards. I hate you. I never want to see you again. I want to do this and that, and next thing you know, you're going to be stuck in a hard position after that. So one thing we can do. One time the Prophet ﷺ was sitting down and there was a sahabi next to him. And in front of him there were two men and they were going at each other. They were insulting each other left and right. And in the hadith it mentions that you can see the veins on the person's neck get really big. And so the Prophet ﷺ turns to the sahabi next to him and says, I know a word that if I would teach them, they will calm them down. It will remove what's controlling them right now. So the sahabi said, what is it? The Prophet ﷺ says, ta'awudh billahi minash shaitanir rajim. He says, say, a'udh billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from shaitan. If they would say that, it will calm things down. And one thing the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, that anger is embers that shaitan throws in your heart. You want to get the fire going, you keep on giving more wood, more fuel, and it starts getting hotter and hotter. That's why some people, when they're arguing, the voice is like this. Then it steps up a little bit louder, and it keeps on going to the neighbors want to know what's going on. Our shaitan's there just feeding it to you. Because that's exactly what it's doing. He wants to break down your character. The Prophet doesn't want to do the opposite. He wants to improve your character. So then naturally, shaitan wants to do the opposite. So the Prophet tells this man, the sahabi, if I would tell them to say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, it will calm them down. But guess what? The Prophet himself didn't get up and tell those two people. Why didn't he move? He's a prophet. He's supposed to teach people. He's supposed to correct anything he sees that is wrong in front of him. But he doesn't. He stays down and sits down. He doesn't move. But this sahabi says, well, guess what? I just learned something. The Prophet said, say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, when you're angry. Guess what? I want to go break the news to these people. I want to go tell them what's going on. So he gets up and he walks over to the two people arguing and says, guess what? You just say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, and your anger will go away. Guess what happened? Those two men looked at this guy and says, you think we're crazy? Is that what you see? Izhab, get away from me. And told the man to leave. One thing is that when two people are arguing, last thing you want to do is try to come in and try to teach them a hadith or a verse right there. That's not the time. Because they're too caught up in their anger. It's like being in a drunk state. Some people when they're angry, it's almost like they're drunk. They don't even know what they're saying anymore. They're just blurting out anything. It's not the time to try to teach them, because guess what? Instead of two people arguing, now you're going to have three people arguing. Well, what do you mean by me? Well, you're the one that's better. You think you're better than me? Oh, I think you're trying to teach me? Next thing you know, well, we have three people arguing. But look at the Prophet ﷺ, he doesn't move. He's waiting for them to calm down. And then guess what? There'll be a time for him to teach. This is a great wisdom from us. If they see something in the house like this, maybe it's not a time to try to correct somebody and use that verse on the hadith that you just learned last week to try to throw it in their face and beat that person down with that verse. No. You have to have hikmah and wisdom and how to teach people. Another thing the Prophet ﷺ said, that if you're angry, stay quiet. Don't talk. Because last thing you want to do, like I mentioned, when you're angry, things come out of your mouth that, subhanAllah, you didn't really mean that. I hate you. I never want to see you again. Ya akhi, yeah. You just said that to your son. You never want to see your son again? Are you serious? He's 4 years old. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I was just so angry. Exactly. That's why you shouldn't have said anything. But it's hard. Exactly. That's why we have a khutbah about it. Right? That's why you have to practice it. Right? It's not going to come automatically. You have to practice. You have to catch yourself when you're in that moment. It's to stay quiet. And sometimes you have to tell that other person. If it's spouses, you have to tell. my wife or my husband, you know what? I'm just not going to participate right now. I'm not going to answer you. Not because I disrespect you. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I heard your complaints, but I just feel that if I say something, it's going to cause more issues. Or I'm going to regret what I have to say. I'm just going to leave the room and sit outside or sit in the next room. Alhamdulillah, just leave that away before you're caught up in more issues where now you're waiting an hour later or 2 hours later, you have to go back to that person and apologize from what you just said. So the Prophet ﷺ said that if angry, it's better just to stay quiet. Another thing the Prophet ﷺ said that when you're angry is that if you're standing, sit down. And if you're sitting, lay down. And if you're laying down, get up and make wudu. I don't know about you, I've never seen someone argue laying down before. Lying down and just yelling at each other back and forth. I just haven't seen that before. Usually when people want to argue, they want to stand up as high as they can and try to roar over the other person. So if that happens, calm down. Or the Prophet says, go make wudu. Last thing you want to do when you're angry is make wudu. Most people don't like what making wudu in the first place. Right? It's going to get wet or something. But here the Prophet says, what? Go make wudu. As water puts out fire. As water puts out fire, if you will. And then when you leave, you get the Prophet trying to tell you, leave that area, go to another place. That is the wisdom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another instance is what we have to understand is when people are angry, is understanding their state. Not justifying it, but understanding their state. There's a hadith where there is an Arabi, a Bedouin Arab, that was out in the desert. And if you know the time during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even during this time, those who live out in the desert and not live in the city, they're a little bit harsh in their mannerism. Right? They're a little bit different in the way they talk to people. So this Bedouin came into Medina and came into the Prophet ﷺ's masjid. And he saw the Prophet ﷺ. He walks up to him, grabs him by the shirt, the collar, and tugs at his shirt. And Anas radiallahu anhu, the reporter of this hadith, said, I saw the Prophet ﷺ's neck and it had a red line around it from how hard the shirt was being pulled by the man. The man pulls the shirt of the Prophet ﷺ and says, give me some sadaqah. Give me some charity. Give me some money. I need some assistance. It's mentioned in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ turns to the man and does what? Smiles at him. The Prophet ﷺ smiles at the man because he's so surprised at what's happening. And then tells the sahabi, get the money and give it to him. Why did the Prophet ﷺ do that for? Is it okay to pull people's shirts? Please don't do that after the khutbah. We're not going to teach that. But the Prophet understands that this man has come from a harsh background. He's out from the countryside. The way they do things is a little bit different. It's not correct. It's not justified. But we're going to work with him. Right? After I'll try to teach him this is not the way to do things. But the Prophet just looks at him and gives him that money, if you will. You know, sometimes when you come home and your spouse comes home, they might have a long day at work, stuck at traffic, the 91 doesn't move, the 22 doesn't move. They come home, they might be a little bit tired. It's probably not the best thing to look at them and say, hey, you know the garbage needs to be thrown out and there's some dishes in the sink. Can you please wash them? That's probably not the best thing to do right then. It's understanding their state. You come home and your spouse must be dealing with kids all day long and the kids are writing on the wall and throwing things everywhere. And then you come home and say, you know, where's the food? I don't understand why you haven't cooked yet. That's probably not the smartest thing to say. Is to understand what they might be going through before you try to advise them. As the Prophet ﷺ understood the situation of that man coming from the outside, he has a different background. So what? He doesn't justify it, but guess what? It works with him a little bit. That maybe I will teach him a little bit later, etc. And these are some wisdoms from the Prophet ﷺ that inshallah ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters, that we could use to work on this anger management, if you will. As all of us, like I said, will be tested with anger continuously until we enter the grave. We want to be successful in how we handle things. As the Prophet said once again, the heaviest thing on the Day of Judgment is your husn al-khuluq, your good mannerism. أقول قولي هذا استغفر وراكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I'll end on this last ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, he describes those who have taqwa, the muttaqeen, if you will. And one thing he says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَكَاذِمُونَ الْغَيْضِ وَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran that the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, those who are way up here in that level, they're not the normal Muslim. They're, alhamdulillah, they're perfected, they're way up high and working on their iman and their character. He said the muttaqeen are those who spend out in ease and hardship. When they have a lot of money or when the pandemic is going on, they're still donating. And also he says that what? Kadhimin al-ghayz. They swallow their anger. If I would tell all of you, if I'm eating food and I open my mouth, and I'm wearing a mask, but that's going to be harder to see. But if I had food in my mouth and I open my mouth, do you see that food? You would see it. But if I swallow that food down, would you be able to see that food if I open my mouth? No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kadhimah in Arabic means to swallow. He said, those who have taqwa swallow their anger. You don't even see it on them. They're angry, but they don't got veins coming out of their side of their heads and their eyes are about to pop out. They swallow it down. They don't even, you can't even really see if they're angry or not, right? They could release it in a different manner. Maybe they have to go outside. Maybe they have to go for a walk. Maybe they have to go to the next room. But hear that they swallow their anger. وَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And they forgive people, and Allah loves those who have ihsan and have to do extra, if you will. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the muttaqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those of the muttaqeen. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. This is something, my dear brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, we can work on for the betterment of our community and for your households. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us control our anger, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with husn al-khuluq, with perfection of character, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Ghafoor. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina au akhto'na. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفرنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين المغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات أحياء والأموات إنك سميع مجيب الدعوات يا أرحم الراحمين المنصور المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رحمن يا رحيم المشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب عزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله